You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the National Party.
Welcome back to The Wire. Just 2 weeks ago, the Aotearoa Inter-Islander ferry was grounded due to a steering issue. The Inter-Islander currently operates as an informal part of State Highway 1 and as such is crucial to freight deliveries in the South Island. The previous Labor government had planned investments in a further two ferries and terminals, which were cancelled under the current government, with Finance Minister Nicola Willis calling the proposal a search for Ferraris instead of using the trusty Toyota Corolla, which is in this case the grounded Aotearoa. The government was met with criticism for this decision and has been called on to provide an alternative during their term. The government also recently increased the alcohol levy for the first time since 2009. The alcohol levy funds measures to reduce alcohol-related harm and, as of the changes, will sit at $16.6 million. An independent review recommended that the fund be increased to $37 million, with a minimum increase to $21 million to account for inflation. For context, this would translate to a 1.1 cent increase to the average can of beer and an 8 cent increase to the average bottle of wine. In our weekly catch-up with the National Party, I spoke to MP Hamish Campbell about the future of the Inter-Islander ferry and these increases to the alcohol levy. Just to start us off this morning, have you taken the Inter-Islander ferry before?
I have taken the Inter-Islander ferry. I will admit it has been a few years.
When the Aotearoa grounded just a couple of weeks ago, there were some criticisms made of the current government for scrapping previous government's planned two ferries and terminals. We've heard a few responses to this, but I'd like you just to rehash it here. What was the rationale for cancelling these plans?
Yeah, look, first and foremost, I think we have to acknowledge that it is concerning that the Inter-Islander ferry ran aground. And, of course, it was, at the time, the primary focus was to make sure that it was safely refloated, and I just do want to acknowledge the first responders and the Marine Union of New Zealand for doing that. But yes, there has been the project known as IREX, which it was a difficult decision but necessary step to protect kind of New Zealand's financial interests, kind of really scrap that project. But it had started what had begun at like a $750 million project had ballooned to an astronomical $3.2 billion project with no really clear end in sight. So I think it's really, really important that we actually did do it, scrap it, because it was, we needed to be fiscally responsible and transparent, and we refuse to throw good money after bad. So there was a number of reasons why we did that, and also there was doubts about the bigger ferries through the Tory Strait, for example. So there's a number of reasons why we went down that line, but I think it's really important that we focus on the future to get a good ferry service for New Zealand.
Yeah, along that line of creating a good ferry service, can the government commit to another alternative development within this parliamentary term?
Look, we've got an expert advisory group established to actually provide independent advice and make sure that we get a safe, resilient and reliable service in the coming years. I think kind of it's an important link between the North and South Island, and I know a number of South Islanders are concerned about kind of freight getting down to the South Island and what impacts that will have. But I think it's really important that we actually focus on getting a reliable service. So that's really what we're working on at the moment.
And do we have a timeline on that, I guess, like when that might come through, or is that still,
Well, I think it depends on really what the best option is for New Zealand. And I know they're exploring a couple of different options. So, it really kind of depends on what those options are. But I think it's really important that we have a good maintenance program for our current existing ferries.
There's also been talks from MPs such as Transport Minister Simeon Brown criticising KiwiRail's management of the ferry service. How might the government follow up on these criticisms?
Look, I think kind of we're in the middle of a big turnaround job, and we're focused on actually on the outcomes for New Zealanders, and so it's about getting the public service focused to deliver for all New Zealanders, because we're really out there to improve public services, whether it be the ferries, whether it be the healthcare system, whether it be the education system. So it's about being focused on the outcomes for all New Zealanders.
Yeah, there's also concerns about either selling the service into private ownership or having future services be under private ownership. Can we get some confirmation on maybe how that's going to look in the future?
Look, and I think that will come down to what the independent panel is going to suggest. I will point out that we do actually have a private service already. The Blue Bridge service has two ferries in operation. And we do need to look at all options to make sure that we have that robust and resilient link between the North and South Island.
Moving on now to the alcohol levy, an independent review found that the levy should increase to $37 million. However, Cabinet said it would only increase to just over $16 million. Why has Cabinet not increased the levy in line with the advice?
Yeah, look, and I think kind of it's really important to kind of point out that the levy is a fund that actually does work towards alcohol harm reduction. I think all of us enjoy having a drink or two, but we all probably recognise the impact that alcohol can have. And so this is different to the excise duty. It is a levy particular for intended to help alcohol harm reduction, but we need to make sure that our alcohol harm reduction plans that are in place are actually effective and actually reaching their target. And we have actually just recently announced more guidelines around fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, and this is a huge impact on New Zealand. I think about 5% of births each year have some level of fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, so it is really important. And we want to use some of the money that's raised through that levy for that program, and I think it's a really good thing, and it's something that I've been a strong advocate for. And we also need to kind of point out that this is the first increase since 2009, so it has been it's a move in the right direction, and it's going towards some great programs, but we do need to make sure that all the programs that we're doing is once again delivering outcomes for all New Zealanders.
Right, so the rationale around not increasing it in line with the recommendation is not perhaps that the increase would be too much on consumer end, but rather that the government is trying to ensure that all of the money is being used effectively?
Yes, we need to make sure that the money is used effectively. Look, we are in a cost of living crisis, so it's all about making sure that we can actually have targeted and good approaches to get to the outcomes that we want.
That was the National Party's Hamish Campbell discussing the future of the Aratere ferry and increases to the alcohol levy. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM. Text your thoughts in 5395.
That was our weekly chat with the National Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.